Sherman Frazier is a farmer from Harrodsburg. She was one of about 1,000 protesters who showed up outside Senator Mitch McConnell's meet and greet with the Anderson County Chamber of Commerce.
I haven't been able to reach Mr. McConnell on the telephone. Nobody can. So I had to come out here and make him know that he needs to listen to us, because this dismantling of our healthcare system is really distressing to those of us who are independent. And where else am I going to get my insurance?
McConnell held 3 of these events this week. Others were in Louisville and Covington. The senator sidestepped protesters at each one, meeting with a quiet crowd indoors that was punctuated by a handful of protesters who made it in. Rose Mudd Perkins of Georgetown was one of those protesters. She asked McConnell how he expects to bring coal jobs back to the state, saying the industry isn't economically viable.
These coal jobs are not coming back, and now these people don't have the insurance they need because they're poor. And they work those coal mines, and they're sick. The veterans are sick. The veterans are broken down. They're not getting what they need. If you can answer any of that, I'll sit down and shut up like Elizabeth Warren.
McConnell responded with a chuckle and moved on.
I hope you feel better now.
McConnell told protesters, winners make policy and losers go home. Back outside, Frazier, the Harrodsburg farmer, hoped the protest would wake up more opposition.
So I don't know that our coming out here is going to make him listen, but maybe it'll make somebody else listen.
Back in Frankfurt, the General Assembly reached its halfway point. The deadline has passed for filing new bills, but legislation will continue to be tinkered with until the session ends on March 30th. One bill that saw its fair share of tinkering this week would change the way Louisville's government works, and Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher showed up to show his distaste for Frankfurt sticking its nose into the city's affairs.
This bill is a solution in search of a problem. Without an open and inclusive process to make changes to the structure of the government our citizens voted for is an insult to the people of Louisville.
Because Louisville is technically a merged city and county government, it's afforded some additional independence. But the merger itself was authorized by state law, and some legislators want to make changes to the way the city works. Here's Senate President Robert Stivers.
Individuals understand that to have a consolidated government, a metro government like Louisville has, it had to be done legislatively here in Frankfurt. So when there's times for corrections and modifications, it has to go through here in Frankfurt.
The bill that ended up passing the Senate creates an audit committee for Louisville's Metro Council to conduct investigations into the city's affairs. It would also require no-bid contracts the city makes to be approved by the council. Controversial provisions like shortening the mayor's term limits and letting the governor appoint a new mayor in case of death or resignation didn't make it into the final version. The State House passed a bill that would direct the state to create a social studies course based on the Bible. Representative Chris Fugit voted for the bill, saying it would help make students better citizens.
Our country is on the bottom as far as morals and spiritually. The Bible and the teaching of the Bible will increase our moral values. I believe that with all my heart.
Louisville Representative Reginald Meeks proposed an amendment that would add other religious texts besides the Bible.
And without the amendment, I believe this bill will face a very serious challenge in court and will be found to be defective.
But the House voted that amendment down. The bill passed 80-14. That's your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfurt this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.